weather settled in over Jacksonville for the Jaguars' Thursday practice, and they hope for a crisp day and perhaps a crisp performance on Sunday in Houston. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. You know what you're going to get when you go to Houston, an aggressive pass rush that comes from all angles, which, if it doesn't get home, certainly creates enough havoc to create turnovers. The Texans sacked Blake Bortles 7 times last year, and Kareem Jackson hit the quarterback for a pick six on the opening drive of their first meeting this season. The Jaguars were pleased last week with Bortles' performance. No turnovers. But that doesn't mean they want to or believe they can play it safe and sound all the time.
I think that's kind of the thing that we got to get over the hump on, is getting those explosive plays, getting that ball in the end zone. We've done a good job in the red zone up to this point, but I think that, you know, the shots, the explosive plays are the things that we just got to keep on amping up and keep on taking those opportunities. You always risk, versus a good defense, if you start trying to take more shots, the turnovers. So that's where, versus a good defense, if you start turning the ball over, that's when it gets rough.
Over the next 3 weeks, the Jaguars face 3 teams that know Bortles and know how to attack him. Of course, the reverse is also true, and the quarterback understands how they like to play. It'll be interesting to see if he can win the chess match and find a way to build some momentum headed into what is very likely to be an eventful offseason. Time now for Sexton Says, where I tell you what the Jaguars have to do to break their 8-game losing streak and get a win in Houston. And it's brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. On Sunday in Houston, it's all about the quarterbacks. The Texans quarterback isn't a game changer. In other words, Brock Osweiler isn't likely to score enough points to put the game out of reach. The Texans didn't run away with it last month in Jacksonville and wouldn't have won if not for Bortles' pick six on the opening drive. For the Jaguars to win, they're going to have to get a blend of big plays down the field, which is what Blake did well last season, and smart checkdowns when the Texans take that away. He has to play both aggressive and smart. The Jaguars can beat the Texans in Houston if the quarterback leads the way, especially making a play in the fourth quarter when the game is still in doubt, something he hasn't been able to do all season long. And that's this week's Sexton Says, brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that'll also do it for this week's Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. Don't forget, we have the most comprehensive coverage leading up to the kickoff of the Jaguars and Texans from NRG Stadium in Houston. We're live at 12:15 Eastern Time. We'll talk to you from Houston.